Wake up, it's a new day. Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
97.3 Coast FM.
I saw somebody make a life-sized Jason Derulo cake the other day.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He rang up and said, I want a life-sized cake made of me.
He ordered it of himself.
Apparently. What? And, yeah, I'm not sure what the setup was.
Why would you want to eat yourself?
Well, I don't know if he did or if he just wanted to display himself around the house. I'm not sure, but it was an impressive cake.
Someone would have had to
eat it. It was a mighty impressive cake.
Okay.
Anyway, Derulo.
He's a strange man.
He really, really is.
He knows how to make a hit, though, doesn't he?
He does.
Every time he releases a song, it goes, yeah, crazy popular. So.
Knows how to get people's attention as
definitely.
Well.
Definitely.
Look out on the roads. You know, I don't know if the rain's near you or not, but lights on if it is and drive carefully and everything.
What's going on out there?
Randomness today.
Yeah, it was like, oh, a few showers. Next minute.
Boom.
City's flooded as hail and
that
40
sort of,
mils.
That red section around Frio,
yeah.
It looks pretty serious. So I don't know if that's come and gone. Possibly
I think that's
has.
That's the
but,
area
yeah.
today. So from Perth to Frio is where it's really happening.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's
everything
the red
down
zone.
To yeah, everything down to Secret Harbour's possibly a bit of storm this morning. So
drive with care.
Yes.
A sheep that doesn't need shearing. Has sold for more than $90,000, has claimed a new record as the state's highest-priced WA ram.
So what are they using the sheep for?
I'm guessing it's for food.
Okay.
You see. But yes, it means that there's not as much maintenance involved.
Okay.
They've been breeding apparently for quite a while. Albany-based sheepmaster Neil Garnett has spent 25 years developing the new breed of sheep. It's called the Sheepmaster, and it operates on a stud with the same name. So Sheepmaster, ask for it by name.
Right.
Which, Sheepmaster sounds like it could be a new name for a carpet, but obviously not in this case. It's not going to be made of any wool, is it?
No.
Have you any wool? No, sir. End of the story.
No bags full.
No bags full for you. Oh, and by the way, Elon Musk with his crazy talk has now managed to wipe, they reckon, about $80 billion off Tesla's market value after he was asking his Twitter followers, should I sell 10% of my stocks.
He just has a bit of fun, doesn't he? He has that much money. He just says random things to see what it does to the stock. He's like, oh, this is fun.
He did this with that Bitcoin, well, not Bitcoin,
yeah.
Dogecoin, like the cryptocurrency. And I swear he was buying it when he dropped the price and had his mates buy in at the same time. I don't know what's going
on. He's honestly, he sounds like he's bored. He's just making up things to do to keep him amused.
But in unrelated news, the Morrison government's now pledging $178 million in new funding for charging stations. So, I don't know.
It's all connected.
You try and find the connections in there if they're there. Anyway,
oh dear.
Welcome to Tuesday. And November 9 is World Freedom Day.
Freedom.
Yeah, that's right. They'll never take our freedom. Remembering the fall of the Berlin Wall back in 89, that's what the anniversary of. The moment when Soviet Germany was reunited with the West and European communism fell. Although now it's more about celebrating the idea of freedom generally.
Mm.
As we know, it's not just walls that separate us these days, but freedom is an idea to hang on to. Thank you very much. I read that on the back of a cornflakes packet. Did you know tonic water glows in the dark?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's because it's radioactive. No, it's because it's got quinine in it, which is the stuff that helps treat malaria. So there you go.
Just next time I have a gin and tonic, I'm going to go into the
cupboard. Turn the lights
cupboard.
Off. Yes.
For
yes.
more than one reason, so no one can see me drink it.
Continue your cupboard drinking. So there you go, glowing. Safe for us, not so good for the parasites in mozzies. Peanut butter was originally made for people with no teeth.
Oh.
Protein.
Ah.
Protein sauce.
Okay.
And tomato sauce was a medicine. Wow. Apparently a lot of
still
things.
Still is.
Lot of, well, true. Apparently doctors way back when thought it might help indigestion and jaundice. I don't know about the jaundice, but it might help with indigestion.
Maybe. Yeah. I've never tried.
There are more than 600 different shapes of pasta.
600?
Yeah.
Wow.
Including strangolapreti, which I've probably said terribly wrong, but the Italian name means priest strangler.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it was pasta that some random priest choked on.
Yeah.
Or if its name was inspired by something a whole lot more sinister. I don't know.
That is an interesting one. I haven't seen that on the shelves in Woolies.
Not recently, no.
The priest, do you have any priest strangler spaghetti? No? Okay, no worries.
You know, sorry, I'll try somewhere else. However, I can tell you that on those very rare occasions you lick a stamp, you consume 1/10 of a calorie, which makes them slightly less fattening than Diet Coke. and some would say tastier.
Ew.
Nikki and the Mellows, three things you need to know.
So first off, round two of the City of Mandurah's Restart Mandurah Now economic grants program is now open. I feel like it needs to be said like that.
Aggressively.
Anyway, if you're part of the local business economy, perhaps you could apply. Mm. Mandurah.wa.gov.au for the details. Now, it's already underway, but November is NaNoWriMo, and everyone knows what that means.
I remember that bit every year, but I can never remember what it stands for.
November is National Novel Writing Month, and the aim is to submit your 50,000 words to paper. If you reckon you've got a novel in you,
there's
this is
a lot
the
of people
chance.
That do. They say, you know what, I've always wanted to write a book. Well, now's your time.
That's right. So anyway, NaNoWriMo, and remember the RI stands for writing. So okay. I don't know if that helps or not. NaNoWriMo.org is the website that could help you along.
Month,
yeah. November 9th is World Freedom Day, commemorating the fall of the Berlin Wall back in 1989, although today it's just about freedom generally.
A lot of people would argue we don't have that at the moment.
No. So maybe the safest bet is to just listen to the George Michael song.
Yes, yeah. Please.
November 9th is also Carl Sagan Day. Now, for those that don't know, he was a scientist, author and science advocate who passed in 1996. But if you grew up watching any kind of, you know, docos and stuff in the 80s, he was the guy that was selling science to the world, trying to excite people about science. Okay. He used to go on The Tonight Show back before it was Jimmy Kimmel, back when, when The Tonight Show was Johnny Carson.
The Jimmy before him.
The pre-Jimmy. He'd go on The Tonight Show and explain new technology and describe how realistic the new Star Wars movies were at the time. Okay. Newsflash, they weren't very scientific, so not much changes. But he was the guy that would excite people about science.
Yeah, so, cool.
He wrote some great things, did some great stuff, and yeah, today's a good day to remember his work.
97.3 Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed.
Let's go! All right, entertainment news now, live from the Music Vault with Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Missy Elliott is being honoured with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Ciara and Lizzo will reportedly be a part of today's ceremony with her. The Walk of Fame says Missy Elliott has broken through the barriers of the male-dominated hip-hop world and music industry as a whole and continues to break barriers year after year, and we're thrilled to honour her on the Walk of Fame.
Good call.
The Foo Fighters have a horror comedy film on the way, inspired by the ghoulish events surrounding the recording of their latest album, Medicine at Midnight.
Oh.
The flick, called Studio 666, sees the band go to record their latest album only to find that they're forced to battle supernatural forces that want to ruin their album and their lives. Dave Grohl says to expect hilarious gore that rocks. Be ready to laugh, scream, and headbang in your popcorn. Studio 666 is out in cinemas in February. Fall Out Boy has covered Queen and David Bowie's hit Under Pressure for the TV special A Queen Family Sing-Along to celebrate Queen's 50th anniversary.
Wow.
Here is frontman Patrick Stump duetting with himself.
Who needs accompaniment?
Yeah, it sounds great.
It does indeed.
You can check out all the performances from the show up on YouTube now. Green Day has released a new song. This one is called Holy Toledo.
Sounds like it could have some jingling bells in the background and be a Christmas song.
Look, there's no mention of it being anything to do with Christmas. It's actually on the soundtrack for the rom-com flick Mark, Mary and Some Other People, which is about a newly married couple who decide they have to have an open relationship.
I see.
So the film is on Amazon Prime and was also scored by Fall Out Boy's Patrick Stump. It's got a good soundtrack. And Blake Shelton has released the vow song he wrote for his wife Gwen Stefani for their wedding day. This one is called We Can Reach the Stars.
I know we can reach the stars.
good ladder then, obviously.
Very tall one. That will appear on his upcoming album, Body Language Deluxe, which is out on December 3.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.